Welcome back to another Edge God In podcast. Thank you for pushing the pause button to take time to edge God in to what you think, say, and do in this world. Our mission here at Edge God In is to champion human potential in Christ. Welcome to another podcast to help champion your human potential in Christ. The title of today's podcast is Stop, Look, and Breathe. Stop, look, and breathe. The learning objective is to understand and apply the knowledge of the breath of God in your daily life. You'll also learn a specific tool today to help reduce stress in your life, and it's called Stop, Look, and Breathe. We're going to have three different components of today's podcast. We're going to first start out with several scriptures. The Bible actually speaks of the breath of God 117 times. It's mentioned 117 times, the breath of God. Now, to give a little background on the breath of God also is the same word for spirit. The Hebrew word for spirit is breath or air in motion. So when you read in the scriptures, the spirit of God, as we read in Genesis, spread throughout the world in the beginning of the creation story, the spirit of God, God breathed his spirit upon Adam. It's breath in motion. Now, interestingly, when Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit, the Greek word is the same as the Hebrew word. So the breath of God, the Spirit of God are interchangeable throughout the scriptures. So let's jump in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, breath of heaven, we invite you into our mind, our will, and our emotions. There are so many demands screaming for our attention, and we just pray for the grace of the pause. Give us the desire to pray more today than yesterday. Ignite within us the desire to slow down, to stop, to look around us, and to breathe in your presence as we meditate upon the scriptures today. I pray for all of the listeners today. Whatever they're bringing to this phone call, to this podcast today, I just pray for a special blessing of calm, of profound peace, and inspiration as they listen into today's message. In your most precious name we pray, amen. Let's jump into the scriptures here because the Bible has some themes. And one of the learning objectives for today is for you to understand and be able to apply the knowledge of the breath of God. What is the breath of God? What do I get from even knowing about the breath of God in my life? And how do I apply that to help me in my growth spiritually, in my relationship with Jesus Christ of Nazareth? The first place that we're going to look is the Old Testament. There are several scriptures in the book of Job that speak to the breath of God and the ramifications of the breath of God. Specifically in Job 33:4, it says, "The breath of the Almighty gives me life." I mean, in Job 26:13, "The breath of the Almighty gives me life." In Job 33:4, we read, "But it is the spirit of man and the breath of the Almighty that gives understanding." So here we've just read two references to the breath of God or the breath of the Almighty and the ramifications of the breath of the Almighty and the breath of God. One, we get life. Two, we gain understanding. The word and the heavens are also held in place by the breath of God. Psalm 33:6 speaks of that. So we are held together by the breath of God. We gain life from the breath of God, understanding from the breath of God. We also read, when we jump to the New Testament, in John 14, 26, Jesus referenced the breath of God in conjunction with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come and he will teach you all things and help you remember, have remembrance of all that I've taught you. So another ramification of the breath of God within us. And it's important to understand the ramifications of the different gifts that God gives us and understanding how God wove us together and the universe together. By the breath of God, by the Spirit of God, we are held together. We are also able to have remembrance. The Holy Spirit helps us to remember what God says, what Jesus said. We also read in John 16, 13 through 15, but when the Spirit comes, he'll guide you into all truth. So here we have, just to capture the learnings, here we have from the breath of God an understanding that the heavens are held in place. We are held in place by the breath of God. We get life from the breath of God, understanding from the breath of God. We also have the gift of the Holy Spirit in our baptism. When we accept Christ as the Lord and Savior of our being, the Holy Spirit comes within us to help us to remember what the Lord has taught, to go out and make disciples of all people. It's the call to action. It calls us to action. The Holy Spirit, the breath of God, it also guides us into all truth. The Holy Spirit, or the breath of God, takes from God and instills it within us. Let's flip back to the Old Testament in Ezekiel 37, 4 through 14. That's the story of the dry bones. So my question to you today, as you pause and just think back over this last year of 2019, what comes to mind when you think of the phrase dry bones? What were those things that were dry bones for you? Those are things that did not have fruit, did not produce fruit, didn't result in life. In Ezekiel 37, 4 through 17, we read that in the story that there was the dry bones in the valley, and God is invoking Ezekiel to, as a part of bringing these dry bones together for life, prophesy over these bones. So as we about to enter a new year of life, what is it that you want to prophesy over in your life? With the breath of God in and through you, the same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ of Nazareth dwells within you. What is it that you want to prophesy over in faith, that you want to trust God to bring life into? Perhaps it's a relationship. Perhaps it's a relationship with you and one of your children, a close friend, your spouse. And you want the breath of God to breathe life, understanding into that relationship. What are your dry bones? Because God caused, by the breath of God, life to enter into those bones. And they lived. The breath of God causes us to come to life. What is it in your life that you would like for God's breath to breathe upon, to ignite life within it? Perhaps it's between your two ears. Perhaps there's dry bones in your thinking. You've gotten into a pattern of behavior that's producing a sense of victimization or entitlement. Nothing works out for me. That the ramification leads to disengaging yourself from forward action steps. What is it that you desire for God to breathe life into today. Where are you storing dry bones from undesirable circumstances from your past? Perhaps it's regrets. Perhaps it's lack of forgiveness. Perhaps it's lack of forgiveness for yourself. These are all areas of dry bones that block us from experiencing the joy of life. I have come that you may have life, Jesus says in John 10:10, and that you may have it to the fullest. Perhaps it's fear. In my case, when I was diagnosed with advanced cancer in 2006, fear would slither in between my two ears and create a whole wasteland of lack of self-confidence, lack of trust in God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I had a choice point to give the power of the breath of God to breathe life into the dry bones of that fear. What are the dry bones that you've experienced from your past? We're about to begin a new year. This is a beautiful time to pause and reflect on the areas that didn't produce fruit, and to invite wisdom as to the direction God desires for you to go and what He wants you to prune for growth as you enter the new year. In John, flipping back to the New Testament, John 3:5-8, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. You must be born again." We have the opportunity to begin again with the gift of each new dawn. And it's an opportunity to literally imagine stepping into the room found in Acts 2:14 of Pentecost, when the Spirit, the breath of God, remembering that it is air in motion, and this is what filled and rocked that room during Pentecost. And they began to speak in different tongues. Heaven collides with humanity in the room in Pentecost. Suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house. Invite that wind, that breath of God, to fill your whole house. As St. Teresa of Avila refers to your interior castle. Invite the breath of God into that interior castle. Breathe it in. Has the breath of God filled your interior world? What is it that needs to be released within you to make more room for the breath of God to fill up? In Isaiah 11:2, we read, "The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom will come within you." This is another ramification of the breath of God. Other ramifications of the breath of God in Scripture: understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah speaks to the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now it's within us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit within us. We are moved to be called to bring the good news to the afflicted. Who is it in your life that God is calling you to bring the good news to today? Invite the breath of God to give you wisdom, counsel, understanding, and strength, and ask to be sent out. The eyes of the Lord are searching the whole world, looking for a willing soul to say, "Yes, use me." We're called to be sent out to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up those who have been brokenhearted and proclaim freedom to the captives. In Joel 2:28-29, it will come about after this that I will pour out my Spirit on all mankind, and people will dream dreams and prophesy, just like Ezekiel did over the dry bones. Prophesy over the dry bones in your life. You will receive power from on high. The Holy Spirit will come upon you to witness to the ends of the world, as Paul said. 2 Thessalonians 2:8 says, the Lord will slay the lawless one with the breath of his mouth. The breath of God holds life and death, blessings and curses. We have that choice to give permission to the breath of God in our life to guide our thoughts, our mind, our will, our emotions, which spill out into our words that we use, our facial intonations, and ultimately our behavior. How do you show up and make God recognizable in your day-to-day life? When you feel overwhelmed by outer circumstance, remember the definition of stress. It is the power you give to outside circumstance to define your worth, value, and what you believe you're capable of handling successfully. All things are possible with the breath of God within you, through you, and around you. The breath in general, just to give you a little insight into the power of our breath. This might change. This might change the way you think about breathing as you move forward from today's podcast. It did for me back in 2006 when I learned the power of the breath and our choice to breathe deeply. I'll often do a spiritual breathing where I imagine breathing in the Holy Spirit and exhaling fear. I'll breathe in confidence in the Lord, and I'll exhale all self or lack of self-confidence. I'll breathe in the confidence of God, and I'll exhale fear of the future. There are many different statements that I would use, and I encourage you to explore this technique of spiritual breathing, breathing in the Holy Spirit, breathing out resistance to forgiveness, breathe in the Holy Spirit, exhaling lack of forgiveness, lack of self-love, love of others. Use this breathing technique in order to imagine breathing in the breath of God deeper into your mind, your will, and your emotions, because that spills out into your behavior. There was a technique or a series of breathing techniques that I learned as I was going through advanced cancer to be able to work through some of the pain after the double mastectomy. I had incredible nerve pain because I had tubes coming out of the side that were pressing against nerves on the side of my body. I couldn't even breathe. And yet the more restricted I became, the deeper the pain became. And this is so metaphorical for the pain in our lives emotionally. We become so restricted in our lives as a result of giving power to that emotional pain to define who we are, what we're capable of handling in Christ. When we get very simple about responding to the stress response in our lives, because stress manifests physically, we must address it physically. Because it manifests physically, we must address it physically. Whether it manifests in tension in your breathing, which most people become skimmers in breathing during stressful situations, or in your neck or your back. It is tension. It is restriction. A response to restriction is release. And so the techniques that I learned were under the title of pranayama, breath techniques, and it's actually a Sanskrit word that means extension of breath or the extension of life force. And when we're speaking in the context of God and the breath of heaven and the breath of God, it is our life force, God's breath within us. It's what we read about in Ezekiel. The breath is what brought about the life. The bones came together, the sinew, the skin, but yet there was no life. The breath of God brings life. And so to be conscious about the power of breathing is a game changer when you're going through your day-to-day activities. There are a couple things that are fun to know when it comes to your breath as you move forward, because it'll raise your awareness. You'll realize how important it is. 70% of toxins are thrown out by your breath. Just even knowing that, can you imagine just knowing that piece of information, how that'll increase your awareness of how much you do breathe or don't breathe throughout your day? 70% of toxins are thrown out by every breath. This was very motivational for me, as you can imagine, as I was going through advanced cancer. 90% of our biological energy actually comes from oxygen. Energy, the definition of energy, is your capacity for action. And oxygen actually comprises 62 to 71% of the body. Are you starting to get the full picture of the importance of deep breathing? Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Exhale the fear, the anxiety that often keeps you up at night. Disease-causing microorganisms, actually bacteria and pathogens, cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment. When I learned this information, it was a game changer, and I became very aware of how I was breathing. So take a deep breath. Simply breathe in and exhale. From a scale of 0% to 100%, how much of your lung capacity are you using? Is it 75%, 50%? That number will give you the invitation of regaining the rest of your lung capacity, because we actually breathe only about 10 to 12 deep breaths per minute if we're conscious of it. That's breathing in, extending your stomach, breathing in the air down, not just your lungs and crunching up your shoulders. It's putting your hands on your stomach and literally filling up your stomach with air and exhaling. We actually breathe 20 to 25 times per minute, bringing in about 500 cc's of air going through our lungs. That's only a third or a fourth of our lungs capacity. We actually only use about a third of our fourth of our lung capacity. So this is an invitation. When you do breathing, conscious breathing techniques, you can get up to 3,000 cc's when you're consciously bringing in that oxygen. And this, the benefits of deep breathing are endless. You can simply Google it to find it out. One of the major ones is lowering your blood pressure and decreasing the stress response in the body. I recently read a study that was mentioning that 92% of all doctor visits are stress-induced. Let's just implement breathing in the Spirit, breathing in the Holy Spirit, exhaling the anxiety in the moment, whatever that anxiety is for you. Perhaps it's an opinion that somebody gave to you that didn't align with the person you know yourself as being in Christ. Simply breathe in your identity in Christ. Exhale the opinions of other people. Breathe in your identity in Christ. Exhale the power you give to the opinions of other people. This is a powerful technique, and it's summed up in the title of today's podcast, which is Stop. When you're in the midst of an anxious situation, look around you. Ask yourself questions. What is this about? What do I want to remember? What does Jesus say? What would he say? What would I imagine that Jesus would say in this moment? That stop, just even saying it, you have enough anchors in your life to know what stop means. And then you look, take a look, get off the stage of the drama, look around you. Are you casting yourself in someone else's drama? Are you giving power or authority to someone's opinion of you to define your worth and value? What's going on? What's that about? That's creating that stress response within you. And everybody manifests stress differently in behavior. In Sherpa Executive Coaching, we have something called Weakness Mountain. And the first step is to acknowledge it, My name is Lauren, and you know what? I'm not breathing deeply right now. I'm totally stressed. So what is it for you that you would acknowledge that's causing restricted breathing in your life? It's usually related to something that has an emotional component. You've spilled out of yourself, taken the shape of someone's opinion, taken the shape of a desired outcome. Failure is simply an undesirable outcome. Having an attachment, taking the shape of that which you were attached to. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm not that desired promotion that I didn't get. I'm a child of God, and He has plans to prosper me and not to harm me. When you stop and you look around, ask yourself those questions to see what's really going on here. Then the third step is to breathe, to implement spiritual breathing, breathing in the Holy Spirit and exhaling the anxiety, and be as specific as possible on how that anxiety is manifesting in behavior, in the behavior of other people and in your behavior, because then you're able to shift it. In the weakness mountain, you acknowledge it. You observe where it shows up. You offer a change behavior, which this stop, look, and breathe is a change behavior, rather than continually allowing yourself to be spun by circumstance. You stop, look around you, look within you, reconnect to God within you, remember whose you are, and breathe. Breathe in the Holy Spirit, exhale the anxiety. A deeper methodology using this technique involves just adding the word you want to see more of. So you breathe in the Holy Spirit, and then you exhale while you say the word of that which you desire more of. So you're exhaling after you've exhaled that which you don't want. You do a round of then inhaling and declaring, proclaiming, prophesying over what you do want to see more of. I will use the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Breathing in the Holy Spirit, exhaling, and for the sake of example in today's podcast, I'll use love. I desire to see more love in this situation, spilling out into my behavior. And you use it by declaring that word, love, as you exhale, breathing in the Holy Spirit. Love, as you exhale. Then the next step is to breathe in the Holy Spirit. And as you're saying this fruit of the Spirit you desire to see more of in your life, simply go beyond the word to an experience with that word. So, love. When was the last time you experienced a moment of love? Perhaps it was with one of your children, a friend. Perhaps it was with God, a moment in nature. The sun came in just at the right time, landed on your face, and gave you a moment of peace and reminded you of how much God loves and adores you. So you breathe in the Holy Spirit, and then you exhale, saying the fruit of the Spirit you desire to see more of, while you think about a specific moment of experiencing that fruit of the Spirit. For me, I'm going to think about a moment I had with my grandchild this week. Just looking into her face, she was looking right at me and just smiled. That was a moment of love. And so as I remember with gratitude before God, that moment, I breathe in the Holy Spirit. I exhale, saying the word love, thinking about that encounter God blessed me with. Love, as I exhale. Anytime you use a vibration, a humming sound, sometimes I'll just use the word Jesus. I'll breathe in the Holy Spirit. Exhale, Yeshua. Sometimes I'll use patience, and I'll think of a moment where I wanted to see more patience, and God granted me that patience. Whatever we focus on, the way God wired us, we get to see more of in terms of what we tune into. That's how our brains work. It's called the reticular activating system. We don't have to be driven by it. We can actually choose and program what we desire to meditate upon. God has given us this strength, and it's declared many times in terms of taking every thought captive. That means we have the ability to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. This is just a technique to resurrect that experience, taking your thoughts captive, making obedient to Christ, breathing in the Holy Spirit, oxygenating your body, exhaling 70% of toxins as you declare the word you want to see more of, the Holy Spirit, and linking it to an experience of that word. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control is a good one. And meditating on a time when God did give you self-control so that you can anchor that inside your earth suit that, yes, thank you, Jesus. I have had moments of self-control in the past. This is what it looked like, felt like, sounded like. And by your grace, I'm willing to explore the possibility of giving you more authority than me when I do not practice self-control and I speak my mind and I move with my emotions, even when they're negative, and that results in ugly behavior or stonewalling, manifests in many different ways. So this is just a technique to help you breathe in the breath of God and to ignite life into your thoughts, your mind, your will, your emotions, as you intentionally bring in the fruit of the Spirit into your life. So you start out, just to recap, we offered the technique on this podcast called Stop, Look, and Breathe. Stop when you feel anxious and tight and restricted. Look around, look within. What's really going on here? You can ask yourself, what's mine? Do I own this? Is this mine or is this someone else's? Is this real or imagined? Those are two questions from Lights on Clarity Leadership. And you can pull it together by exhaling, then breathing in the Holy Spirit, exhaling the negativity first, the negative opinion, whatever it was, and then moving to the positive breathing in the Holy Spirit on both ends. Inhale and exhale. Inhale the Holy Spirit. Exhale, choose one of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, or self-control as you exhale. And then breathe in and repeat that process for several minutes as you fill your stomach with air and exhale and increase the oxygenation of your body, knowing that 90% of your biological energy is oxygen fueled. God has blessed the breath. He's blessed our breath. Let's use it to energize our mind, our will, our emotions, our bodies, and behaviors for the glory of God as we move forward into the new year. To recap the benefits found in scriptures, and you can go to edgegodin.com under this podcast, I'll put down the scriptures I've used in as references. Life. The breath of God brings life, brings understanding, teaches us about all things, helps us to remember. Jesus, help me to remember whose I am. I've spilled out of myself. Grant me the grace to have truth. Breathe your life of wisdom and understanding within me. Cause me to breathe life and to proclaim victory over areas that I have felt overcome by. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You are with me, Lord. You have plans to prosper, not to harm me, to give me hope and a future. Where are you storing those dry bones from undesirable circumstances from your past? Jesus reminds us that he has come to give us life, which we are told in scriptures, that the breath of God causes us to come to life. Let's come to life for Christ in 2020. Come to life in Christ. Remember the room in Pentecost. Make your interior castle, that room. Invite the winds, the power of the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. Are you confused today? Do you have a decision to make? Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Exhale as you focus on the gifts and the ramifications of the breath of God, understanding, counsel, strength. God within you to heal a broken heart. Is your heart broken? Have you gone through a loss? Are you suffering? Do you feel held captive? Breathe in the breath of God, the power of the Holy Spirit within him, within you. Exhale your self-doubt, your fear, your worry. Breathe in a new perspective. Perhaps you've thought, life is against me. Everything works out for other people, not for me. As we enter the new year, breathe in the possibilities found in the power of the Holy Spirit within you. Breathe that in. Exhale self-doubt and begin again in Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth adores you. He is the shepherd who continually seeks you out and will find you right where you are at. God adores you. Lean in. This is the opportunity to begin again, to do life with Christ, to allow his life, the breath of life, to bring you back to life in areas that have fallen asleep or that have been suppressed because of past pain. Holy Spirit, we give you permission to wake us up. Breath of heaven, cause us to come to life in Christ, to be able to think like Jesus more today than yesterday, to be able to have confidence as Jesus did in the midst of adversity and rejection and gossip, to know that we aren't the opinions of those around us. And as Amy Grant's beautiful song that is often sung in the season of Advent, breath of heaven, hold us together. Be forever near me. Breath of heaven, lighten our darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you for pausing, for allowing God to be edged into your life. I encourage you to re-listen to this podcast. Ask the Holy Spirit, what is for me? Give me, Holy Spirit, 1 to 3 things so that I can take a deep breath. I could stop, look around me, look inside of me, rededicate myself to you, my mind, my will, my emotions, so that I can allow your breath to cause me to come to life now moving forward. Give God more authority than whatever it is that is causing you to breathe shallow, to be restricted. What is it you're holding on to? God is calling you close today, closer than yesterday. Allow his breath to bring you to life. You can read more about Edge God In at edgegodin.com. There's also a one sheet to be able to capture today's learnings that you can download to give you a format to be able to see what the Holy Spirit is putting on your heart. What do you do with that, these new learnings? Where do I take them? How do I put them into action so that you can integrate and transfer the learnings from today into your life so that you could be free, that you can walk and not grow weary, that you can run, not faint, and that you would know that it is for freedom that Christ has set you free, so that you can stand firm and not allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. Enjoy your gift of life today, and I look forward to our next Edge God In podcast. Give them heaven out there.